This update brought to you by your electrical specialists of the Thumb area, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all of your electrical needs, see Maurer Electric in Bad Axe.
If it's been a while since you moved into your home, there are probably new demands on your electrical system. Adding appliances and circuits increase the demand on wiring in your home. Don't wait for scorched and overloaded wiring to alert you. Contact your licensed professionals at Maurer Electric to check your home before you lose it all.
This is Nikki Melnick from Maurer Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Communities unite in solidarity with crime victims during National Crime Victims' Rights Week, observed from April 21st until the 27th, under the theme for 2024, How Would You Help? The Huron County Prosecutor's Office invited sixth grade classrooms countywide to illustrate ways to support victims, receiving submissions exclusively from Ubley and North Huron. Timothy Ritkowski, Huron County Prosecutor, underscores the importance of the week, acknowledging those affected by others' actions, and expresses gratitude to students and educators for raising awareness. Amanda Fisher, the Huron County Victims' Rights Advocate, reflects on the profound impact of crime on victims and their families, while emphasizing the potential for finding new meaning and eventual emotional healing. The community eagerly awaits future initiatives fostering compassion and ensuring no victim navigates the path to justice and recovery alone. You can view more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And Huron County is hosting a special event this Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. to address surplus prescription drugs. Residents are encouraged to join a drive to safely dispose of unwanted medications. This collection day is part of our partnership with DEA, aiming to reduce surplus prescription drugs found in households, stated Kelly J. Hansen, Huron County's sheriff. The drop-off point at the sheriff's office, accessible from the main entrance off South Street, is open to all county residents. We can only accept pills and patches, not syringes or inhalers, Sheriff Hansen clarified. However, we'll also take vape pens or other e-cigarette devices if the batteries are removed. Devices with non-removable batteries cannot be accepted. Since January 3rd of 2011, the county office has collected unwanted prescription drugs during regular business hours with strong community support. Around 2,310 individuals contributing nearly 1,925 pounds of medications. For those unable to participate on Saturday, disposal services are available during regular business hours. Residents can contact the county office for more information. And Andrew Shane Myrie, 40-year-old resident of Caseville, appeared for sentencing in the 52nd Circuit Court on April 22nd under the jurisdiction of the Honorable Gerald M. Prill. Initially facing charges of first-degree home invasion and two counts of third-degree home invasion, Myrie's case stemmed from events in August of 2023. During a two-day trial held in January, testimony revealed disturbing details. One incident depicted Myrie unlawfully entering a home as a stranger to the resident and insulting an individual, while another involved him as reportedly entering a different Caseville home uninvited, resulting in additional home invasion charges. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney attributed Myrie's action to sleep deprivation and excessive consumption of energy drinks. Following a jury conviction, Myrie was sentenced to 90 days in jail for three misdemeanor counts of breaking and entering. Notably, he was acquitted of the assault and battery charge. At the time of the incidences, Myrie was under parole and GPS surveillance. His legal history includes prior convictions for domestic violence and drug offenses in Huron County, as well as assaulting law enforcement in Tuscola County. Meyer remains in Jackson until October for parole violation. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with Morning after this.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Mauer Electric services generators? Call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Mauer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
For Generac generator sales and service, as well as service on any make and model, call Mauer Electric and Bad Axe today. This is Nikki Melnick. Call us at 989-269-8171.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Former U.S. Representative George Santos says he's dropping his long-shot bid to return to Congress months after he was expelled from the House while facing a slew of federal fraud charges. Santos said he was withdrawing from the race in a post Tuesday on the social media platform X. He had been running as an independent candidate for the 1st Congressional District in New York. The announcement came after the disgraced former congressman's campaign committee reported no fundraising or expenditures in March, raising speculation that his campaign had failed to get off the ground. And the Senate has passed legislation that would force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform under the threat of a ban, a contentious move by U.S. lawmakers that's expected to face legal challenges and disrupt the lives of content creators who rely on the short-form video app for income. The TikTok legislation was included as part of a larger $95 billion package that provides foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel. It now goes to President Joe Biden, who said in a statement immediately after passage that he will sign it on Wednesday. And Japan's first moon lander has survived a third freezing lunar night. Japan's space agency said after receiving an image from the device 3 months after it landed on the moon. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency said Wednesday that the lunar probe had responded to a signal from the Earth Tuesday night, confirming it has survived another weeks-long lunar night. Temperatures can fall to minus 170 degrees Celsius during a lunar night and raise to about 100 Celsius during a lunar day. The probe Smart Lander for Investing Moon, or SLIM, reached the lunar surface on January 20th, making Japan the fifth country to successfully place a probe on the moon. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by your electrical specialist of the Thumb area, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all of your electrical needs, see Mauer Electric in Bad Axe.